I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Peace talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders resume today in Egypt. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas held a serious discussion about core issues in the conflict. Mitchell said the common goal is two states for two peoples. Expectations for the talks could hardly be lower, but the Americans insist that the two sides are negotiating in good faith. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton challenged the skeptics today. Yes, she said there are plenty of challenges ahead, but time is not on the side of either Israel or the Palestinians. And Secretary Clinton warned that no one can predict the consequences if the peace process fails.
For me, this is a simple choice. No negotiations, no security, no state. Negotiations at least hold out the potential for reaching the agreement that both parties have pledged that they wish to pursue, despite the difficulties that they face from both within and without.
One of those difficulties could bring the negotiations to an early end. The issue has to do with Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Israel has put a moratorium on most construction in the settlements, but that's set to expire on September 26th. The Palestinians want the settlement freeze to be extended, and so do American officials, according to U.S. Envoy George Mitchell.
We think it makes sense to extend the moratorium, especially given that the talks are moving in a constructive direction. We know that this is a politically sensitive issue in Israel, and we have also called on President Abbas to take steps that help encourage and facilitate this process. We believe that both sides have a responsibility to help ensure that these talks continue in a constructive manner.
But the Palestinians say they'll quit the peace talks if the moratorium ends. Palestinian Authority spokesman Ghassan Khatib says his side would have no other choice.
The negotiations process is about realizing the two-state solution, is about exchanging land for peace, is about ending the occupation, while the settlement activities are about consolidating the same occupation in the same land that is supposed to be the land of the Palestinian Authority. So we see clear contradiction between negotiations process and settlement expansion.
Khatib argues that Israel's 10-month curb on settlement construction didn't go far enough. But Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says it was the moratorium that made the peace talks possible.
Our move was unprecedented, the settlement freeze, and it was designed to get the process going ahead strong. And that's where we've started. We can't, every time there's a disagreement in the talks, we can't have one party saying, well, that's it, I'm leaving the table. There are going to be obstacles, there are going to be hurdles. What we need is a determination to succeed. We need to move forward. We need to talk. We need to negotiate. On some issues, we're going to have to move. On other issues, the Palestinians are going to have to move.
Today's meetings in Egypt shed little light on which side might be moving where on the settlements issue, but Abdel Nasser Najjar, editor of the Palestinian Al-Ayam newspaper, says Netanyahu and Abbas will most likely find a way forward.
The intervention of the Americans will most probably bring about some kind of compromise whereby the Palestinian president will come back with something in his hand, and the Israelis can also explain to their public that they have not relinquished or surrendered totally.
Even if Netanyahu and Abbas do reach a compromise on settlements, the negotiations may not get any easier. The Palestinians want to start talking about drawing a border for their future state. That would determine which Jewish settlements can remain in Israel and which ones might have to be given up. It's the kind of political third rail that could bring down Netanyahu's government. The Israelis want the Palestinians to recognize Israel as the national homeland of the Jewish people. Many Palestinians would view that as tantamount to giving up the right of return for Palestinian refugees, and that's a political no-go zone for the Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Islamic militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, condemned the negotiations today. A Hamas commander said the enemy will only be defeated by means of fire and warfare. And in case the message isn't clear, Hamas has released a new internet video.
وإن شاء الله ستعود البلاد بالجهاد.
The video begins with a Palestinian refugee saying, God willing, we will take back our homeland through jihad. The video also has scenes of Palestinian militants attacking and taking over the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.